There is a fascinating organization here in this community, and in fact, it's a nationwide organization you may not know about, but I think once you do, you'll understand the necessity of Communities in Schools. Communities in Schools, the Dallas region, has a brand new CEO just starting up. Actually, she's been the interim for a while, but Dr. Summer Rose is the CEO and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about Communities in Schools, because it's not, you don't have schools, you have help to schools, and you have
correct.
Actually, what you do, you facilitate graduation and people staying in school. Is that right?
Correct. So the national organization Communities in Schools started out as a dropout prevention program way back when, and it has evolved quite a bit with the needs of students in our education sector over the years. Communities in Schools of the Dallas region is its own 501c3 nonprofit founded locally. We are an affiliate under the national umbrella, and we are a community of individuals that aim to support the students that have the highest needs. So we have a program that's evidence-based practices. We place trained staff on campuses daily to provide intervention. We believe that every child deserves a one-on-one relationship with a caring adult, that they deserve a safe place to learn and grow, and that they need support to become college and career ready, whatever that looks like for them. And so
are you on call and they when the need presents itself, they call on you? Are you just there all the time?
We're there all the time, and that is the beauty of our program. And so with the districts that we have contracts with, they let us know the schools that they would like to have our program featured in. And it's generally the schools that, like I was saying, that have the students with the highest needs. We then place a trained individual on that campus that is there every day that the campus is open. So they show up like they are a staff member. And they are building individualized plans with those students to support academics, behavior, attendance, and basic needs.
Well, this would understand your credentials. I mean, you're a licensed psychologist, and that's really what we're talking about. Not somebody who could teach remedial reading, writing, and arithmetic, but somebody mm-hmm. who can help a kid deal with a situation that can be very tough.
Correct. So I actually joined the team at CIS Dallas in 2022 as their first chief clinical officer. So I came in 2022 right after folks were starting to go back to school post-COVID. And we really saw the need for a lot of support as our students were adjusting to whatever their new normal was going to look like. And so what I really applaud CIS for being able to do is be responsive to the needs of the community. And so we built this mental health program that runs alongside the traditional program, which I just described, so that we're able to also provide much needed mental health services to students on campus, free to them, right? Because our partnership is through the districts, but parents aren't having to take off from work. Students aren't having to be pulled from school. We come to them. We provide those services on campus.
So tell me how that works. What does a mental health specialist do? I mean, you talk out problems with a child, or you anticipate problems?
Absolutely. We're doing all of those things. And so specifically as it relates to CIS, let's say that there's a student on a caseload and their case manager, we call them site coordinators, identifies that little Johnny is struggling with math and starts meeting with little Johnny and actually comes to understand that maybe there's an issue with another student in the math classroom, right? And so if, you know, maybe this is leading to some bullying, maybe this is leading to some low self-esteem, that case manager would call on one of our clinical coordinators. So this is a licensed clinician and set them up with a therapist. This therapist is going to meet with that student weekly, anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks, kind of depending on the need, to provide mental health support. So we are both understanding what their challenges are so that we can prepare them to navigate those challenges. We're providing coping skills. We're working with the family to say, here's what we're learning about your student and how they thrive and learn. We're sharing that information with their teachers. So essentially, home and school are on the same page about what is needed for this student to be as successful as possible.
But I would guess that in some cases, and maybe in many cases, the problem really is at home. And it may be you know, marital problems at home that they're observing, or maybe they're a latchkey kid or whatever, but they have to deal with that. Can you intervene then?
Yeah, we can. So when when kids come to school, they come with what we call the invisible knapsack, right? It's got all the things that they're carrying around. And what we really want to do is understand and be responsive to those things, right? Because if those basic needs aren't being met, if there's discord at home, if they're coming out of community violence, and then we want them to come and sit in a desk for 8 hours and attend to reading, writing, and arithmetic, right. There are some other things that might be causing some interference. And so we are absolutely there to support, understand, and then devise a plan for that kid to overcome those challenges and to support the family in helping that student overcome those challenges.
You know, I was in reading about communities and schools, I was surprised. 29 states, including District of Columbia, 3,500 schools, over 2 million students a year. Is this the same across the country? Is this sort of cookie cutter approach? Or do you focus, you know, on your community and your community being different?
Well, sure. So what we have is a nationwide approach, right? We have a model, but everybody's model is individualized, right? So as an affiliate of that, we get to create a program still true to its core that we're all kind of doing the same thing. And so what I like to describe it as is kind of like at Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A by your house might have tortilla soup on the menu, right? The Chick-fil-A by my house might have chicken noodle soup on the menu and not the tortilla soup, but we're all saying my pleasure. That is the way that this works. We're all going to say my pleasure, but we're going to individualize the services that we provide and the way that we roll them out to be unique and responsive to the districts that we serve.
So what about funding? Do you get funding out of DISD?
We do. So we partner with all of our school districts to do a cost share so that there's some skin in the game from the district's point of view. We also receive money from TEA. Communities and Schools in Texas is written into the Texas Education Code. So we receive support and also oversight from TEA and the Texas Education Agency. We also do quite a bit of philanthropy and fundraising. So through foundations, corporations, individuals, we raise funds as well.
You know, it seems like this is going to exist in perpetuity. It's not like you could put yourself out of business.
Unfortunately, and that's funny that you would say that, Dave, because even as a psychologist, when I got into the mental health field, I used to say I'm working to put myself out of a job. But what I have found in my tenure is the way that this world is set up, which has been so unpredictable, right, that I don't know that that's actually that ever happened.
Well, but you gave the greatest example is COVID. I mean, you talk about throwing a monkey wrench in things, and we're still recovering from that.
Correct. Right. And who knows what's next, right? Now we've got this measles outbreak that's going on. Who knows what's next? There's always going to be something. As we say on our end of the line, life is always life-ing.
All right. Well, you convinced me. It is a good thing that we have communities and schools, and the new head of the Dallas region is Dr. Summer Rose. It's good to be with you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for the time, David.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.